From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. So far, so good for the new cap atop the runaway well that has shut down the flow of oil into the Gulf of Mexico, at least for now. BP's chief operating officer, Doug Suttle, says the halting of the oil flow is encouraging, but not a cause for celebration.
In a couple of more days, it may be even more encouraging. But no, celebrations. I mean, you know, if you go talk to these people that live here, that celebration's the wrong word.
And Louisiana fisherman Manuel Meyer agrees.
Feels good, but, I mean, the damage is already done. That's the problem.
NPR's Greg Allen is aboard the Coast Guard cutter Resolute at the site of the well, where BP is conducting tests today to see if the well bore remains intact.
The Resolute is part of a fleet of 65 vessels gathered close to the site of the spill. It's a grouping many here now just call the city. There are floating rigs drilling the relief wells, the giant skimmer A-Whale, and ships collecting oil through standing risers. The Resolute is here to provide support to the many Coast Guard helicopters and boats working in the area. If today's testing is successful, BP says it may be possible that the sealing cap will remain closed, effectively shutting in the well. It would be just a temporary measure. Shutting down the well permanently will have to wait until drilling of the relief wells is complete, now expected by the end of the month. Greg Allen, NPR News, on the Coast Guard cutter Resolute.
President Obama is praising the Senate for passing a bill overhauling the nation's financial regulations, a measure he says will prevent a repeat of the financial crisis of 2008 and benefit consumers.
From now on, every American will be empowered with the clear and concise information you need to make financial decisions that are best for you.
The president is expected to sign the legislation next week. NPR's Audie Cornish says the next step is for regulators to flesh out some of the details of the rule changes.
Senator Chris Dodd says Congress will keep a close eye on that process.
I'll plan on having oversight hearings as early as September to bring in the regulatory bodies to ask them exactly what their plans are on how they intend to move forward with the regulatory obligations that this bill has imposed.
In addressing some of the factors that led to the financial crisis, the bill creates an Office of National Insurance to monitor the industry that bred major bailout recipient AIG. It also adds new requirements on traders of mortgage-backed securities so that hedge fund managers would have to register with regulators and banks would keep some of that risk on their books. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
At least 27 people are dead in Iran after two bombs exploded in front of a mosque. More than 250 others were injured. Media reports say the dead include members of Iran's powerful Revolutionary Guards. A Sunni Muslim insurgent group is claiming responsibility. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is condemning the attack and says it underscores the need for countries to work together to combat terrorist organizations. This is NPR News from Washington. The lower house of Russia's parliament has approved a measure that would expand the powers of the Federal Security Service, the main successor agency to the Soviet KGB. The bill would allow the agency to issue warnings to people suspected of preparing to commit crimes. Human rights and democracy advocates strongly oppose the measure, which they say could be used to intimidate opponents of the Russian government. A fire sparked by an electrical short circuit has killed at least 30 people at a hotel in the Kurdish city in Iraq. Witnesses say the building did not have fire escape, so some of the people jumped to their deaths trying to escape the flames. Apple is holding a news conference this morning to address a flood of complaints about reception problems on the latest version of its iPhone. NPR's Laura Seidel says the problems have prompted Consumer Reports not to recommend the phone.
It seemed as if there was nothing but blue skies for Apple when it first released the iPhone 4. Its slate computer, the iPad, was selling faster than predicted. Apple's valuation surpassed Microsoft's, and initially the iPhone 4 was selling faster than any iPhone in history. Then the complaints started. Buyers said that the phone dropped calls if they held it a certain way. Apple claimed it had a software problem. Then Consumer Reports withheld its recommendation for the phone. On Wednesday, Apple called reporters to let them know it would hold a press conference on Friday. The company hasn't hinted what it will do or say about the problems, but at least one analyst says there's evidence that Apple is preparing a hardware design change to the phone. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
A weekend of summer vacation ahead for the first family, President and Mrs. Obama and their daughters heading to Maine today. They'll spend most of the weekend at the Acadia National Park there. I'm Craig Windham, NPR.